Blog Talk Radio.
Show on this Monday night, September 25th, almost a month of September has left us as well. Hope everybody had a great weekend out there, a beautiful weekend as well. Some nice weather all across the southeast. I don't think we had much rain out there, but pretty nice, I think, in our South Carolina, Georgia area. So I hope you had a great weekend out there, whether it may be a college football game or a barbecue contest or just taking in the nice weather. So appreciate everybody listening in tonight. As always, thanks to our good sponsors out there, Mr. Darrell Mass Barbecue Superstars, and our good folks there at Roll Oak Charcoal. Appreciate them helping us keep this show on Monday night. So we got some, we got a caller, I think, on there, so hang with me one second. We'll get to you. today we're going to cover, we had a lot of action this past weekend. We had the Suey Barbecue contest up there in Malden, South Carolina. We had the big Golden Leaf over there in Mullins, South Carolina, and then we had the Butts and Beans, I believe, in Newton, North Carolina, this past weekend. So let's go knock these out real quick, and talk about some winners and GCs and all that kind of fun stuff. So we're going to bounce up here to KCBS land here real quick. The Butts and Beans in Newton, North Carolina had 41 teams. I had a good crowd up there. I know some of the KCBS we talked to, the guy was really pushing this contest. They must do a good job up there. Good crowd up there, looks like. But congrats to Smokehouse Mafia, takes the GC. I know he's had a good run here the last 4 or 5 weeks, and then Smokin' Buttheads, who's done quite well themselves, takes the reserve game, and then riding out the top five, Smoke Monster Barbecue. I believe those guys, Porkylicious, and then Redneck Scientific, who's just been tearing it up out there. So congrats to those folks making the top five there. Then in our categories there, as we know, we got chicken ribs, pulled pork, and brisket. We got Hickory Prime takes on the first place in chicken, and with, you know what, a 180. So congrats to those folks for first place and a 180 there. Then pork ribs. We've got Wolf's Revenge, who's had a really good run here the last month as well. So congrats to them taking first in ribs. In the pork category, we got the Smoke Monster, speaking of those guys from earlier. Looks like they just were 1 9 away from a 180. They had a 179.4400. So just missed the big 180. And then Elite Barbecue. Congrats to Big Jason, takes first in brisket. He's had some pretty good cooks here in brisket here recently. So congrats to all those folks up there in Newton, North Carolina. Looks like it was a good contest. Our good friend Doug Reed was one of the KCBS reps. Good guy. Does a great job. So I know that was a very, very well-run contest up there in Newton, North Carolina. So, again, congrats to all those folks that that got the call. So now let's bounce over here to the SCBA, and we'll start off first here. Let's let's talk about the Suey Barbecue Contest. And, of course, if you cooked one of these contests, and I think our guy we have on hold there, maybe he might have cooked there as well, but we're going to run through these winners real quick till we get to that. But remember the number to call in if you happen to cook at one of these contests, SCBA-wise, or KCBS for that matter. Number to call in if you'd like to talk a little Q or tell us about those contests, what your thoughts were, so forth. Remember that number, 347-202-0263, 347-202-0263. Let's jump over here to the Suey Barbecue Contest. Looks like we had butts and ribs up there. So congrats to How the Hog, that talent. It's 15-5-8, just edging out. Well, actually, this looks pretty close here. Look at the scores real quick. Then we got Doe's in, I guess it's Barbecued BQ'd with a 15-5-7-8-3. And then we got Adventures in Smoke. Not sure about three of those guys. 15-5-7. In fourth, Piggy Finn's Barbecue. And then Saucy Pig. I mean, that's James DeVille, right? Saucy Pig, 15-5-0. So congrats to the with the top five there. And then in ribs, Big James picks the first there with 15-9. Max Lutz second, Boardness Barbecue third, Smokey Dreams fourth, and then old Piggy Finn's in fifth there. That's kind of an interesting name. Have to check out, see if we know those folks. I don't know if I recognize those folks there. But anyway, congrats to those folks that got the calls there in Malden, South Carolina. We cooked up there, I think, about 3 years ago. Nice little contest. Nice little area that they have that contest as well. So congrats to those folks that got the calls. And now let's bounce over here to the big Golden Leaf, the big money contest up there in Mullen, South Carolina. I don't remember how much, but I think, gosh, with all the stuff they had going on, it was probably $7,000 to $8,000, I'm guessing. But anyway, JT's Barbecue takes another first. Got the big 16-2, 16-06. Followed very closely by Pip My Pig, 15-9-4. Third place, Backwoods Barbecue, Big Gene, 15-8-1. Smoking Stacks, Jeff Smith, 15-7-3. And then Smoking the Hope. Congrats to those guys with a 15-6-8. There was your top five there in Mullins, South Carolina. And then Smoking Ain't Easy. Well, they must have had some good stuff up there. Had a 16 in ribs as well. So Smoking Ain't Easy takes first. And ribs, Backwoods Barbecue there, second, Pit My Pig. Third, Real Barbecue, fourth, and Smoke Central, Big Jason, 15-6-1 in fifth. So I know they had some ancillary stuff up there. Don't, well, I'll tell you what, you know, we got some pictures here. So it looks like we had, well, it looks like we got Quentin Tedder with Shrimp and Grits took first in the Anything But. So congrats to those folks. And I think I missed out there. Did I call out? Yeah, Ribs, Pit My Pig, third, and Ribs. So congrats to all the folks up there. I know that was a big money contest. So people took home some good cash as well. It's a well-run contest. And they got some neat awards. Lucky enough to get a couple calls up there, I think, when I was up there about 2 years ago. At kind of a cleaver or something there. nice little award they give out up there, though. And he does a Jim does a good job of that contest. So congrats to all the folks that got the calls. Had a busy weekend there in the SCBA and got some more stuff coming up this weekend. But let's let me pull up my board here, and let's go over to our caller here. And hey, 843-303, we got you on live. Hello? 843-303, are you there? It looks like maybe they're not there. Let's try them. 843-303, you there? All right, well, if you are listening in, let's see, let me try here. Maybe it's my 843-303, is it there? Okay. I hope everybody, I tell you what, if somebody is listening in, you got my cell number, how about text me? Sometimes I have a little audio trouble. I don't think we do, but I'm trying to bring up 843-303, and for some reason, it's not full time. It's not showing up there, so I'm wondering what's going on. So if anybody out there and listening in, if you would shoot me a text and go, yeah, Chris, I hear your voice, unfortunately. So how about shoot me a text if you don't mind to make sure we're getting through. We're going to try
843. I tell you what, 843-303. I'm gonna hang this call up and then call me back. What's up? We got some technical difficulties, so call me back. Caller right there, but not with him personally, but with that line that is. So if he'll call me back, somebody would shoot me a text to make sure that we are going through loud and clear. So I appreciate the cell phone that we have. And my Bluetooth is. That number to call in is 347-202-0263. That's 347-202-0263. Hang on, we got a Mitch Dean Coverson says we're good. Oh, good.
That's a good deal. So. But yeah, we got some good stuff coming up this weekend. Let's see here. Let me see if I can come up. Your and today, if you want to dot stuff, check out. So, what we got coming up this weekend is River Stuff coming up there in Hoda Beach. Really nice event. Not sure if they were fully yet. But the math, they could put them to sleep. Let's all participate. I mean, you guys do it up. I know. I think even it's starting out full well. It's not for the early time to out your information. I think the guys not sure if they still got room there, so I'm just reading the website here, but there is a cooking pack still available. I know it's a great contest. I know they got three competition for Friday, Saturday. I think they still got a deal there that you can. I think it'll win like Thursday night. I think it'll still suck. Really, really nice camp. Yeah. Go do a little vacation in there in Big Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. That might be one might want to give a try to. So, information is online. I think it's conferences at lakewoodcamp.com. And it's like a great test. Let's get on pick up. So Gamecock football skills, but this said it's not going to work out. So we might get that. But hopefully one day we'll get it checked out. Looks like they've got, we've got a win conference. I'm sure they'll have this, but hey, they've got breakfast for the kids. But they've got, the crops could be good at my butt, but I'm not. I got two beer awards anymore. At Bass, basically. Stuff going on there is 12. So, go pull up some information and check that one out. Don't contest that weekend. So, this guy's good for it. But, that would certainly be fun to check out there. Another week before. That couple weeks, we got the bump. As well. Oh, this is loaded, coming up here. So we got the real stuff coming up. And then, of course, I think we got two contests the 1st of October. We got the big gas dollar barbecue. We love festivals. We got olive festivals. We got the watermelon festival. We got the golden leaf festival this time. We got the open crust. We got the chip and crust festival. The woods down here. We got the water festival. We are this. The Valentine's Harvest Festival is a big break. Another one. The Hope is Good Festival. We love festivals. And it's a good festival. It's always great fun. Also, the same weekend, we got the Kirschdahl Festival. I think that's the new one. It one that might have been around. Check out the website on that. October 6th and 7th. Yes, we call it Kirschdahl Festival. There and big push off doctor. And then we've got the butt kick off and music friends, excuse me, yeah, and the Clover Soccer. And then the ball, they're friends. I talked 13 and 14. So I got two contests, 6 and 7, two contests, 15 and 14. So guess what? 21st, we got two going contests. We got Flip there and Jackson. We got Preston. I'll tell you what, those two. A really good contest. Done does great job. Jackson. Up there, my two very impressed by the test. I did a great job.
And I've been digging out of a hole for years, buddy, so I feel we're going to try this here. Hope we're still alive here. Let's see if we're going to go to speakerphone here. So how is that, folks? Is Big Gene, can we give a mic check? Let me know if that's better right there. I think we're having some line trouble, and I think I'm having some Bluetooth trouble here. So we will go off straight to the phone here. Hope that's picking up better for everybody. So I'm thinking college football here. My SCBA liaison here has just let me know that Kershaw was canceled today. So no Kershaw. So looks like that I may load it up some more in Gaston possibly. So and then speeding up ahead. And don't forget, we got the big speed and feed there in Darlington. That's a very, very popular contest as well. And then, of course, after that, got the infamous Pig on the Ridge that always has a ton of cookers up there. Everybody remember? I never had a chance to cook that one, but I think that's the one that there's no entry fee. I think you got to cook $8 to $10 or something. They'll cook a whole hog. But pretty cool. I mean, win some money up there, and you don't have to do a entry fee. So, and then not to be confused with the Kershaw Hog Jam, but we got the Kershaw Sheriff's Foundation Barbecue in Lugol, November 10th and 11th. And then looks like we're going to round it out 17th and 18th. We've got FDHS Butts and Wings there in North Charleston. And then the Ho, Ho, Ho Holy Smoke Barbecue. That's a new one over there in Union, South Carolina. Big Don Atkins, good old Don, is going to be the marshal for that. So might be able to check with Don, or there's a contact person on there as well, Brian Gaston, for that contest in Union. So lots of things coming up there in Big Union, South Carolina, there on the end of December. Lots of stuff happening at SCBA for the rest of the fall there. So make sure you give them a call in. And it looks like we got our Mr. Gene Culver. So let's see if we can bring him up. 864-993,
we're
on live.
What's going on?
Hey, what's going on? I don't know what happened to our other call. It might have been JT. I don't recognize the numbers don't come up. 843 came up, and so I'm sorry about that, JT. Tried to call in, but I don't know what's happening here. We got a little online trouble here, it looks like, but I think we're coming through.
Yeah, you have a good.
So how are you doing, Culverson?
We're doing good, doing good. You're in good shape to start with. It was like you went in the hole for, you know, 6-7 minutes. And
yeah, I don't know if it's sometimes this board that the blog radio that I use, I don't know if they have line trouble, or it may have been my Bluetooth starting to die possibly, so I appreciate you letting me know. So
they did post it on the message board today, Kershaw, for October 6th and 7th. They did cancel it because they didn't have but a couple teams there.
Gotcha.
They said they're going to try to come back for next year.
Okay.
And then also down at Myrtle Beach this weekend, we'll be doing a side fight on the rib throwdown again. So bring your ribs and $50.
All right. Sounds good.
Then
I was looking also. They've already got like 5 contests, I think, set for next year already, in fact. So
I looked at it earlier. I think it was 5, 6, 7 of them posted.
Yeah, they got 6 contests. Got Van Brews already the 23rd, 24th. They got the Boy Scouts April 6th, 7th. Big Brothers, Big Sisters in Florence. And then we got, I got two on the 18th and 19th already. We got the Rib Burnout in Hilton Head. And then we got the Battle of Camden there in May 18th, 19th. And then, of course, I already got the, I guess they bring this one back. It used to be, no, that's right, it is in the fall. The Tobacco Festival. Yeah, speaking of festivals, there's another festival, folks. Tobacco Festival in Lake City. So, which I think used to be Whole Hog. I don't know if it's Whole Hog anymore, but that's already set up for October 19th, 20th next year. So I already got six on the board already. So that is very good. So how was the contest in Mullins, Mr. Culberson? Had a good turnout of teams so far?
It was, ended up being 19. Gary dropped out. He was number 20. The mother law wasn't doing too good, so they dropped out for the weekend. But ended up had 19 teams. They put on a hell of a contest. Like I said, had good water. They added, I think, three more panel boxes this year. Plenty of power, so it was nobody had no issues. Like I said, we had like I said, pretty much parked everybody, you know, pretty close to what we was last year. Left that, you know, front open, you know, for the people to come in, and had, you know, handicap parking right there. But far as had a good crowd for Friday night. Of course, they had, you know, wine and beer, and had some good old music playing. And but the contest there turned out pretty well.
Good. Yes, Jim does good job up there. That's a well-won contest and lots of dollars available. How about did y'all eat at that restaurant for lunch? It's a little place that's like almost across the street, I think.
Yeah, I think most of us did. Of course, I went across at 11:15, me and Dean, and then I think JT and Andy and Jeff and then the Teeters and Lou, and we had a good crowd over there. But no, it was, like I said, right out of the parking lot, right into the little restaurant, all you want to eat, buffet, for $10, you can't beat that.
Yeah, it was good food. I remember eating there. It was really, really good food. Neat little, I don't remember the name of the place, but neat little place right there. So, yeah, that's good. Yeah, that's a good good contest. They got a good thing going over there, so that's obviously one that's going to continue to grow and all. So they have. Oh, what about the crowd? What about the people? The turnout was a good turnout, Gene?
Like I said, Friday night was real good. Saturday was a little slow. Of course, you know, it was what they did. They let us keep half the meat and then turn half the other meat in. They sold it, per quart bag or per pound. And so we only had to give out half the meat that we had left, so that we actually gave out of what we had. And then they, you know, so that was good. So, of course, Tisa could get everything cleaned up so I could be ready to go.
Oh, yeah.
But no, we had a great time. That was, like I said, you know, they've been working on it. And of course, like I said, we done a little side pot on the ribs again, and they actually gave us money towards the pot, and that worked out because we paid out, you know, five places on the ribs, you know, 500, 400, 300, 200, 100. So that was real nice.
Well, good deal. Good deal. That's a good they do a great job up there. That's one of the better, certainly one of the top five contests, I would say, so. That's good. Good deal.
Of course, I think they got 28 teams for Lakewood this weekend.
Oh, did it really? Oh, they got a good crowd in, yeah. I think they'd have a good turnout down there. Excellent. Well, good deal. So I guess you'll be heading down there, obviously. That's a big turnout, 28 teams. Well, the only contest, I guess, so. And getting the park there and stay down there.
I
think you can get there Thursday, stay to Sunday, can't you?
Yeah, I'm going to go down. My boss has already gave me the go-ahead. I may go on down Wednesday so I can get me a little suntan, and I'll be ready for the weekend.
Go tonight.
Oh, yeah.
She told me I could go tonight.
Yeah. Well, good deal.
But no, that's a good contest also. If nobody's ever cooked that one, that's like I said, you know, they let you come in on Thursday, say to Sunday. And of course, you got to cook 50 pounds of wings on Friday night, and then you know, the pork at 10, and then like I said, they letting us do a little side pot for the ribs at 11. So I've already had several response on the ribs, so look like we may have a good weekend on those.
All right, everybody, listen to that. Get your damn $50 and go cook some ribs. I hate hearing about these people don't want to cook ribs. Good Lord. It does come from the pig, folks. I hate to tell you. Just a little, just a little info for you. Ribs come from a hog, so it's okay. It is a hog. So get you some damn ribs. Go to Walmart or whatever. That'll be just as fine. Get you $50 and go cook some ribs. Good Lord.
I like to cook them because, like I said, you know, not necessarily you're going to get a call and pork every time, and you know, it just gives you another opportunity to be able to pay for your gas going up and down the road.
Yeah, you got your cooker fired up. Might as well cook something else on it. Just don't cook one thing on it, for Pete's sake. So, absolutely. I be there cooking. Maybe you want more chances to win. So, always get a... Get up, man. They get a pretty good amount of teams, so that'd be a pretty good pop down there. So, I mean, you get 20 teams, you got $1,000. So, what, you can probably do, what, three places, four places, I guess? I don't know how you got like a breakdown or what you want to do, but, I mean, heck, somebody wins first, you can get 20 teams, you probably win $500-$600, I guess, so we're thereabouts. So.
Oh, Kevin, he got 500 this weekend for first place on ribs with a 16.
Yep. That's tough to beat, though. Good deal. Well, we'll be heading the other way. We'll be heading all the way to the big state of Texas. See my Gamecocks play. I do have a neat little barbecue place picked out in East Texas. It's supposed to be well known for brisket, so we're going to some kind of place. I mean, it's not supposed to be like a hole in the wall, but it's supposed to be very famous for brisket. So I'm excited about that to go check that out, I guess, Friday, somewhere around mid-afternoon. We're going to do a little lunch there, so I'm looking forward to that to see what these folks can do with brisket. So, but good luck to all those folks out there traveling.
I went to a little outing Friday night, and it must have been about 150 people there, but I'm at Saturday night, and watching the ball game, you wouldn't believe how many were sitting on the edge of the seat raising some sand for that last 30 seconds of the ball game.
Oh, yeah, it was crazy. it was crazy. It was fun for me because the guy that coaches Louisiana Tech, Skip Holtz, I got to be good friends with years ago because he coached the Carolina. His dad obviously being Lou Holtz, so Kathy and I stayed around and got to see him after the game and chat with him a couple minutes, see his wife and all. So it was cool. It's as diehard of a fan as I am. I mean, I hated it for him. They were Louisiana Tech, quite honestly. They deserved to win. They should have won the ball game. It was a game we should not have won, but that's why they play them every Saturday. You get these crazy finishes sometimes. So we didn't deserve it, but they somehow we got it. I kind of hated it for him, but I'm glad we were able to pull it out. So it was not a great effort, but at the end of the day, it's all about wins and losses. So that's the main thing. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens this weekend as well. So. Looking forward to it. I think what's the weather look like for it to be? Look like good weather for you guys down there?
I hadn't even looked it up or anything. I just knew until so I could go on down there. So I wasn't doing anything anyway. So I'm going to go down and have some quiet time for a couple of days.
There you go. Well, that's cool, man. Go out there and get set up and all. That's a neat situation down there. So. That's a good good event. That's back to back big. We actually got back to back good events. Having Mullins and then Myrtle Beach, so that's two really good ones. I'm sure we'll have a good turnout because we had a good turnout this weekend. I guess we had I didn't count the numbers, but that probably was about, I think we had 20. That probably close to 50 teams probably participated.
Yeah, I think they had 23 or 26 in Malden.
Was it okay? Yeah, I was thinking about 25. Okay, yes, about 45 teams. So that's a good turnout for the weekend. So that's great. And you said they got 28 in Myrtle Beach there. So that's
28. Yes.
28. Good deal. Good deal. Well, good deal. That's awesome. That's awesome. So, well, safe travels to you there, sir. Heading down to the Big Myrtle Beach. I'll get ready to close it out here. I've got some catering jobs to get ready for to do before we head to Big Texas. We're actually going to feed the football team Thursday night before they take off. I'm going to feed the team, come home, clean up, and then get in the car and start driving to Texas Thursday night. So, well, that's going to be a long day, but that's okay. That's all right. So we got to start getting ready, getting stuff ready and so forth. So appreciate you calling in, sir. Hope everybody's doing well. Hope Miss Pizza's doing good as well. And best of luck to y'all this weekend.
Thank you. Y'all have a safe trip.
All right, buddy. Appreciate it, Gene. That was Big Gene Culberson. We had a great weekend there in Big Mullen, South Carolina, the Golden Leaf. We got another big competition coming up this weekend. Well, of course, it's about the rest of the way through. We got tons and tons of contests. So, like we said, scbarbecue.com. Go pull up that information. You still got plenty of contests to get in that points race and lots of a good contest coming up and lots of dollars to be won. As well, the fall is pretty blessed on the SCBA side with the contest they got out there. So everybody go pull up that information and see if you can find a contest to get in there. So appreciate everybody listening tonight. We're going to close it out. Close it out with you know what. Hope my Gamecocks can find a little bit better and more offense this weekend and see what they can do in College Station. So I'll see you folks. Good luck to my folks in Myrtle Beach. But I'll be in College Station this Saturday, and then we hope to see you. I'll try to be back on Monday night. I'm not sure. We'll actually be driving back from – we're going to drive about halfway back. So we'll try to have a show Monday night. We'll see how far we've gotten back home yet from Texas in one piece after playing those Texas Indian Aggies. So anyway, appreciate everybody listening. Have a great week. Close it up. Go Cox. See you next week, folks.